Happy Sunday morning from the nation's capital. Game three of this series. Of course, a win last night, Carlos, but of course, AJ Minter has been so important for you. He goes down with injury. Most guys want a Saturday win and they get to go to dinner, but he had to get an MRI. So what's the latest on AJ Minter?
Yeah, it's a tough break there. It's a big blow for what he means to this team, that the bullpen. And it's tough to see him go down like that. When we first went out there, he mentioned tricep. And then after the game, after the trainers check him out, they feel it's more like a lat. So he's getting an MRI right now, and then we'll know more of the severity of the injury. But that's what we're dealing with right now.
Maybe it goes without saying, but how important has he been? Is he to this plan in 2025?
Yeah, look, he's been super important. You know, high leverage, a lefty that can get righties out. You know. With lineups nowadays doing matchups and pinch hittings in certain situations, you feel comfortable with him versus righties or lefties. Like I said, he's going to be a tough blow. Who knows how long he's going to be out, and people are going to have to step up.
So you're bringing Jose Ureña here, who, of course, has a lot of major league experience, though not with the Mets yet. What kind of role can we anticipate from him in that bullpen?
Yeah, multiple inning guys. He's a guy that is built up to 75 pitches. He's got experience. We know, the sinker, the changeup, a little bit of a slider. Like I said, he's had success in the past, being an up and down, kind of like a swingman guy that can make a spot star, guy that can pitch out of the bullpen, and that's how we're going to use him, We feel good with the length that he can provide and protect some of our other guys back there, and we'll go from there.
So Minter goes down last night, and once again, Max Kranick coming in pretty much ice cold. This guy just wanted to, get a job, and now he's not only had a job here with you guys, but he's been thriving. I mean, how challenging is it to come in and do that not once but twice in the same week?
Yeah, not easy to do, and you got to give him credit, because coming in a situation where, you're probably sitting down watching the game, and before you know it, you're in the game without any scouting reports, to go over who are the hitters you're about to face. And then having to warm up in the game mound when everybody's watching you. And he continues to come in and execute pitches, attack, not afraid, challenge hitters. And he continues to have success. He's been huge for us.
So you got Tyler McGill going today, but you're also facing a tough lefty in Mitchell Parker, who's still kind of a young guy, second season. You've seen him before, but he just went 8 scoreless against the Orioles. What is he doing this year that might be a little bit different than before?
Yeah, he's a good arm. He's a guy that is, over the top. He's kind of like north-south type guy. Fastballs, the split, obviously, is a weapon for him. Throws strikes. And like you said, he's coming off a really good outing against Baltimore. 8 innings, 1 hit, I think it is. But we've seen it in the past, So we got to be ready for the fastball. We got to be able to lay off those splits and attack them.
Nimmo and Soto have kind of taken a while to get going here. They're in there against a lefty today. How much does that maybe help them try to get back on track facing a tough lefty?
Yeah, usually, for left-handed hitters, it might take facing a lefty to kind of like, let me stay in there, let me go the other way. And they're really good hitters, both of them, against righties, lefties. And hopefully a guy like today can get those guys going. I like where Nemo's is at as of late, Juan continues to hit the ball hard. So, they're going to be fine, and hopefully today's the day.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Thank you.